grannies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric's mysterious girlfriend turned out to be nothing more than a prank perpetrated by Wimpy Foster and Gomer Bates. They managed to save Cedric from marrying Winifred Redfield, however, but the threat of a breach of promise still hangs over Cedric's head. However, all that is forgotten for the moment because the Golden Era Discussion Club is about to convene. As we look in on the little community today, we find the club members gathered in the parlor of Lum's house.
Come on in and sit down, Grandpap. I thought you wasn't going to make it tonight. You're the last one here.
Well, I had to run some errands for charity. Evening, Ulysses. How are you?
Okay.
Hello, Cedric. Where about is Lum at?
Oh, he's back there in the kitchen fixing a refresh, man.
Oh. I bound you he wishes he wasn't no bachelor at a time like this.
Yeah, it's a shame him having to do a woman's work. But he don't seem to mind, it looks like.
Yeah, old Lum ought to get married. I've always said that.
Why, sure.
Don't talk about getting married around me.
Oh, now, Cedric, stop worrying about that. Charlie Redfield ain't going to sue you for not marrying his daughter. I don't think, anyway.
Well, evening, fellas. Everybody here yet?
Yeah, everybody's here. It's coming, I reckon, Lum.
Well, good. We can get an early start tonight, then.
Lum, you still got your apron on there.
Huh?
Look.
Oh. Yeah, look at Lum.
Excuse me. Forgot to take it off.
No.
Wouldn't look like much of a club president in an outfit like this, would it?
No. What you fixing out there first, Lum?
Oh, just some stuff.
Well, what is it?
Oh, something good. Wait and see.
Huh?
Crackers with cheese on it.
Crackers and cheese? Is that all?
Well, don't forget, this is Meatless Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't even want none of them crackers, because I'm just too nervous and jumpy to eat.
Cedric, now stop worrying about getting lawsuit for breaching a promise.
Yeah, worrying ain't going to help none, Cedric. This meeting tonight ought to do you some good, though, because it's going to be about philosophy.
What good will that do if I get thrown in the penitentiary, though?
Well, it'll give you something to discuss while you're sitting around there in a cell with them other fellers.
No, I don't mean that. I mean that philosophy will give Cedric a different altitude on his troubles.
Oh.
If a feller's a philosopher and some troubles comes along, he knows how to worry and enjoy it.
Oh, I see.
Come on. Let's get the meeting started.
Yeah.
Everybody ready?
Okay, here.
Well,
that's true. Okay.
Wait, Lum.
I believe I ought to have more substantial food than that, because I'm giving some blood to the Red Cross tomorrow.
Are you sure enough going to do that, Grandpa?
Yes, sir. Signed up today.
Well?
Some woman come along and asked me if I'd like to sign up for a pint, and I thought she meant I could get an extra pint of coffee, so I signed up.
Well, ain't you scared, Grandpa?
Scared? You ever heard of Milford Avery Spears being afeard of anything? Besides, I've heard ain't nothing to it.
No, I've heard that, too. I've been sort of aiming on trying that myself.
I bound you they won't never get a full pint out of you, Grandpap.
Well, they will, don't it? When it comes to transfusions, I'm a regular bloodhound. You wait and see.
Well, I'll wait.
If I was a bloodhound, then I wouldn't get lawsuit.
Cedric, stop thinking about that and concentrate on the meeting. Everybody quiet now. You too, Ulysses.
Okay. The third meeting of the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club will now come to order for the business at hand. First, we'll have the minutes of the last meeting read. Proceed, Mr. Secretary.
Huh?
That's you, Abner.
Oh, I never knowed my name. The second meeting of the Golden...
Oh, say, wait a minute. I've got something to tell.
Well, don't interrupt me now, Grandpap. I'm reading the minutes.
Well, this is important. Don't want to forget it.
All right. What is it?
Well, I seen old Bert Clementine on the street this morning.
You did?
Yes, sir. Old Bert Clementine. Looked just like you always did.
Well, how long has it been since you saw him, Grandpap?
Oh, I don't know. 3 or 4 days, I reckon.
Now, what did old Bert have to say?
Oh, nothing special, I don't recollect.
Well, old
Bert. Yes, sir, old Bert. Look just like you always did.
Uh-huh.
Well, go on with the meeting. I just didn't want to forget that.
Well, I'm proud you didn't forget it, Granny.
Yeah, that's awful interesting. Go on, Abner.
Was held at the home of Milford A. Spears and was presided at by President L. Edwards. We discussed Wordsworth...
presided
at. You wrote it. I can't read your scribbling here. We discussed Wordsworth's high-class poem, "O Cuckoo Shall I Call Thee Bird," and all agreed with club member Ulysses S. Quincy that it was okay. As a result of this fine meeting, ignorance in Pine Ridge has taken another upswing, according to President Edwards.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Not at all. Don't mention
it. All them in favor of the minutes is read. Signify by the same sign.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. Motion's carried.
Yeah. Want me to wake up Grandpa Masters?
No, let him sleep for a while.
Well, what does he come to the meetings for anyway, Lom? All he does is sleep through them.
Well, he says it gives him some place to go in the evening. He enjoys it.
Well, you want me to sort of pull his chair over this way so he's, well, at least sort of at the meeting?
No, he wants to sit over there because he's mad at us for waking him up at the last meeting.
Oh, let him stay there then.
And now, fellow members, we come to the regular discussion for the evening. Tonight's high-class culture subject is the philosophy of Spinoza, which will prove to be interesting and highly interesting.
Oh, it's bound to, yeah.
I ask all you members to look up something about Mr. Spinoza and bring it along to the meeting tonight. Did you all do that?
I got mine.
Me too.
Well, good. We'll start right off then. You go ahead, Abner. It's yours.
Yeah. I got it wrote down here somewhere. Forget which pocket I put it in now. I know I put it in.
Yes, sir. Old Bert.
What'd you say, Grandpap?
Old Bert Clementine. Seen him on the street today. Looks just like he always did.
Oh.
Well, here it is. I found it. You ready, Lom?
Yeah, go ahead. I can see already that this idea is working out good. Proceed, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah. Spinet is,
That's pronounced Spinoza.
Oh, Spinoza is a stringed musical instrument invented about 1490.
Musical instrument?
Yeah.
You must have made a mistake, Abner.
I never done no such a thing. Exactly what it said in the book I looked it up in.
Well, you got the wrong page.
Never done it.
Spinoza is a man.
Uh-huh.
Not no musical instrument. I know that. Grandpapa, you read us what you wrote down.
Yeah, sure. Jotted it down on the back of the envelope here somewhere.
Doggies, Lom, I'll show you that book tomorrow. The exact page I'll show you where it says just what I've got
written
down.
Never mind. Have you found it, Grandpap?
Lots of notes here. Hard to make them out. It says here, tell Abner about seeing Bert Clementine. I done told
you. Yeah, you did that.
Seen him on the street today, Abner. Looked just like he always did.
Uh-huh.
Well, Grandpap, you go ahead and look for that. In the meantime, I'll call on somebody else. Are you ready, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. But I'm so nervous and jumpy, I don't know whether I can read it or not.
No, you ain't. Now, go ahead.
Spinoza is a string music instrument invented about 1490.
That's fine, sir. Wait a minute. Musical instrument. Are you sure you got that right?
Yes, Mom, I think so.
What book did you get that out of?
Well, I never got it out of no book. I copied it from Mr. Abner.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
Oh, well, that's wrong. Spinoza is a philosopher. I know that for sure. Grandpappy, have you found your notes yet?
I found the word canary bird jotted down here, but I don't recollect what I put it down for.
Well,
Abner, did you hear me say I was going to give a canary bird to anybody?
No, I don't believe I did. You weren't going to give one to Bert Clementine, was you?
No. Old Bert hates him.
He does, huh?
Oh, yeah, can't stand him.
Well.
Used to have one, but he got shut of him.
Uh-huh.
It was a mean canary. Ornery critter.
Mean.
Awful disposition.
Well, I did.
Yeah, whenever old Bert would get out his fiddle and start playing his canary, he'd sing some other song and get old Bert off the tune. Done it deliberate.
He did.
It's true.
I don't believe it.
Bert got even with the canary. He put gasoline in his drinking water.
Gasoline?
Yes, sir. And old Bert's got an A card, too.
For the land, say.
Well, here, this ain't adding nothing to our discussion of Spinoza. Ulysses, I reckon it's up to you, old boy. What'd you read up about him?
My specs, Lum. Forgot my specs.
Well, you got your specs on, Ulysses.
Oh, I've got a sore arm, awful sore. I can't hold a paper steady enough to read, Lum.
Well, can't you hold it in your left hand?
Well, Lum, I can't read left-handed.
Oh, that's right. What's the matter with me? Well, maybe you can just recollect something you read about Spinoza.
Well, it's a musical instrument, I know.
Musical instrument?
My doggone, I wonder if old Bert can play a Spinoza. He plays that fiddle. That's a string instrument.
The meeting's adjourned.
Huh?
The discussion's over. Finished. Concluded.
Over?
Yeah, you fellas going out in the kitchen and start working on the cheese and crackers.
Well, ain't you coming along?
I'll be there in just a second. I want to straighten things up in here. You fellas go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Come on, Cedric. Grandpap, let's go.
Oh, but I won't be able to eat more than a couple of dozen crackers jumping nervous like I am.
Yes, you will. Hurry up, you lazies.
Okay.
It was a good discussion we had tonight, wasn't it?
Oh, best we've had so far, I believe.
Of course, I still think I ought to have more substantial food, giving blood to the Red Cross and all.
Yeah, and if you're such a bloodhound, I'll be glad to get a bone for you that you are.
I hope Professor Sloan's still up. There he is. Said he had to work late tonight, so he ought to be up, I reckon.
Hello, is that you, Professor? This is Lum Edwards. Listen, Professor, you know you suggested that we discuss Spinoza at the meeting tonight. Yeah, well, exactly what kind of a musical instrument is that?